Hagodavach, this is Rabbi Eitan Toker, Brooklyn, New York. I'd like to share with you a medrash that opens up Sefer Bereishis. The medrash says, it's a well-known medrash, that the Torah begins with the letter Beis intentionally. Why does the Torah begin with the letter Beis intentionally? Apparently, when the Ribbono Shel Olam was conceiving whether to create the world, so the Medrash says a competition broke out amongst all the letters of the alphabet. And the competition was which letter would be the tool through which Hashem would create the world. In other words, Hashem created the world through Dibur. And Dibur is words. So the letters are the vehicle through which creation occurs. So the letters had a competition. Aleph says this, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, etc. And at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Beis. And that's how we get Bereishis Bara Elokim, that the Torah begins with the letter Beis. Now, the Medrash continues that this decision wasn't met with equanimity. You know, if a person has, let's say, as an example, a person, let's say, has a business, and they want to yarshen their business to the children, and they have, let's say, 5, 6 children, and they decide they're going to give the business to child number 6. They're going to run the business. So, or child number 5, or child number 4. So everybody can sort of respect that decision of the parent, because clearly the parent is saying this kid was the most qualified. Okay, but if you choose child number 2, that could be simply perceived as a shtach to child number 1, right? If you choose child 4 or 6 or 5, okay, but child number 2 is passing over number 1. And this is what Aleph basically said. Aleph said, why are you choosing Beis? Aleph is the letter that has the merit, the zchus, the right to be the beginning. Aleph logically is the foundation, for indeed Aleph is the beginning. That's what Aleph is. So in terms of a sort of a zchus, the right of the firstborn, as it were, in terms of logic, in terms of svara, it makes sense that Aleph should go first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to this taina, and he says, you know what? You have a point. And therefore, we're going to assign you, Aleph, to the first of the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi. So Beis is assigned the beginning of the creation, and Aleph is assigned the beginning of the Aseres HaDibros. And what emerges from this Medrash, I think, is a very powerful lesson. And that is that built into the fabric of the universe is the notion of Machlokas. The physical creation of the world is born in Machlokas, and the spiritual creation of the world, i.e. Matan Torah, and the Aseres HaDibros, the spiritual foundation of the world, is rooted and born in Machlokas. This Machlokas amongst the letters, which apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu triggered. But it's not simply that the essential fabric of the universe is born in Machlokas. The essential fabric of the universe is also born in Pshara, in compromise. We have the Machlokas and we have the Pshara. And I think that the message here is that we shouldn't be afraid of conflict. We shouldn't be afraid of differences of opinion. We shouldn't be afraid of machlokas. Because through a healthy debate, we can produce amazing, wondrous things. Indeed, all Torah Shebaal Peh is an expression of the creative juices that flow forth from conflict. When you have machlokas, whose end point is some type of pshara, some type of compromise and resolution, then that's extraordinary. The problem of machlokas is that machlokas, which doesn't lead to pshara, to resolution, is simply strife. Machlokas, which leads to pshara, that is a journey of growth, a journey of development, a journey of spiritual refinement. So we shouldn't be afraid of machlokas, but we shouldn't just hold on to machlokas for machlokas' sake. It has to be machlokas that leads to pshara. So that's a beautiful idea, but how does one actually get there? How does one arrive at a way of thinking, at a perception of living life in a way that it can value machlokas, differences of opinion and conflict, and grow from it with an eye on resolution, on pshara, on compromise? And I think here the Medrash answers the question as well, because the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Aleph, you have a very, very good point there. You have an excellent point. You should go first. You know what? I'm going to take you and I'm going to put you at the front of Anochi Hashem. In other words, Beis still is the beginning of creation. Beis is still the beginning of Bereishis Bara Elokim.
But you, Aleph, you're going to Anochi. That is to say, this is not simply a word play. Aleph is going to Anochi, Beis is going to Bereishis. But I think the Medrash is saying on a deeper level is that in order to achieve a mindset of pshara, a mindset of conflict resolution, you have to take your Anochi, your ego, and set it aside and be willing to go second. Be willing to say, that goal that I was seeking for, that I was arguing for, that I was aiming for, that I was willing to put that, I'm willing to put my ego aside. Okay, I'll be the Aleph of Anochi. That's also good. That's also extraordinary. Wasn't my plan, wasn't my goal, but I'm willing to do it. When a person is able to put their Anochi aside and let Beis go first, then that's a mindset that can get us to machlokas, to healthy debate, to healthy conflict, and one which can be a growth engine for a person and for a relationship. And this idea, I think, is reflected beautifully in an idea brought down in the Chamudei Daniel, cited by the site in the name of the Pnine Das, in which he points out the following. You know, the cycle of Kriyas HaTorah, you know, we don't read Kriyas HaTorah in a linear fashion, starting from, you know, Bereishis Bara and going on ad infinitum. There are only 50-some on Parshios, and therefore we read it in a cycle. So the end of Devarim is the end of that circle, which is juxtaposed to Bereishis. Bereishis and Devarim are not at the ends of the spectrum. They actually, as a result of being the ends of the spectrum, and the spectrum being a circle, they're right next to each other. And therefore, you have a juxtaposition of the end of Devarim and the beginning of Bereishis. And the end of Devarim is, according to Rashi, a testament to Moshe Rabbeinu's strategic decision to thrust the Luchos and destroy them. And what is the significance of that? Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, understood that there was a plan. And the plan was, Hashem spoke to him at the burning bush, and he spent time with Yisro, and he's going to Mitzrayim to take the Jewish people out, and time goes by, and he brings them out, and Kriyas Yamsuf, and he's going to Har Sinai. The day that Moshe was supposed to come down with those luchos, right? After 40 days, he's coming down with those. This was supposed to be his crowning moment. And as he's coming down, and Hashem tells him that this day is not going to end the way he expected it, Moshe Rabbeinu thrusts the luchos to the ground, because that's what needed to be done. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, every fiber of his being, his ego, could have been telling him, no, this is your crowning glory. This is your moment. Keep going. You're not going to throw those luchos down. You're not going to destroy those luchos. If those luchos are destroyed, you're gone. This is what the ego would say to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu is that in pursuit of MS, he was able to put his ego aside and say, you know what? This is going to be done differently. And this is why the end of Devarim is juxtaposed beautifully with the beginning of Bereishis. Because it's not simply that Moshe Rabbeinu had the power of a strength of character to be able to put his Anochi aside and say, no, this is what has to be done. There's going to be a new plan. There's going to be a new strategy. There's going to be a new way to accomplish the goal. But I have to do what Dvar Hashem is right now. Dvar Hashem and the Ratzon Hashem is that these luchos have got to go. This cannot go on. And it is through that act of destruction, i.e., through destroying the plan, through putting it aside and saying, this is not working, we have to try something else. That opens up the door to Bereishis Bara. That opens up the door to new beginnings and new creations and new ideas and a hischadshus, a renewal of thought, and a renewal of vitality and energy and creativity. And that all comes from putting the Anochi aside. That comes from setting aside one's ego. And this is reflected beautifully, says Chamudei Daniel, is reflected beautifully in yet another Medrash. And the Medrash tells us that Shimon HaMasuni was doresh all the S's in the Torah. Until he got to Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, he couldn't jive the drushas of the S in Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. And so therefore, as the Gemara famously says, that Keshem Shekibalti Schar La Drisha, Kachibalti Ala Prisha, just like I got a lot of schar for all the drushas that I make, also getting schar for not darshaning this. In other words, Shimon HaMasuni had the power to say, he had the gvura to say, I'm going to put my ego aside. I've been able to darshan every single S, and I got one up my sleeve for this one too. but it just doesn't seem right. And so therefore, I'm going to set my ego aside, and I'm not going to darshan this, because there is a higher value, there is a higher power. And this is precisely the juxtaposition of Shaviras Haluchos, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Breishis Bara. We have to have the courage and the strength of character to be able to say, you know, as I am trying to do the best that I possibly can to reveal Ritzon Hashem in the world, I have to be able to say, you know what? Maybe this path isn't working. I got to try something else. And a person shouldn't be embarrassed or afraid to put his plan aside. And often we are wedded to the plans that we have because of our ego. And we're not willing or able, as a consequence, to try something differently. Moshe Rabbeinu decided to destroy the Luchos and put the entire, all of his expectations of what should be aside. And that decision came at the expense of his own, theoretically, of his own personal stature. He said, you know what? There's something bigger than that. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu sets his Anochi aside. And this is what enables Breishis Bara. This is what enables the power and the strength and the vitality of true creation. We shouldn't be afraid of machlokas. We shouldn't be afraid of conflict. We shouldn't be afraid to stand up and say, you know what? Aleph, I also deserve. And I have my ideas and I have my plans. And sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam turns around and says, you know what? You're right. But we also have to be able to take pshara, to take compromise, to find a way to resolution. Because even if the path that I thought was the right one, I, Aleph, Anochi, I should be at the beginning of Briyas HaOlam. No, the Ribbono Shel Olam says there's another path for you. And when we are able to see pshara at the end of machlokas, then machlokas is not something that we should run away from, ignore, or find as an anathema. We should see machlokas, conflict and debate, as an opportunity for the greatest spiritual growth possible. And as we begin this new cycle of Breishis Bara, may we be able to embrace the conflict in our life, and through that embrace, be able to grow and to achieve greater heights. Because at the end of this conflict, it is not simply conflict for conflict's sake. It is conflict for the purpose of finding resolution, growth, personal development, and thus being able to reveal the best version of who we are. A good vacht to all.